You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
This interview was brought to you by Old Mutual. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933333 to learn more about the two-pot retirement system. In the world we live in, everything is uncertain, and more so than that, there's a lot that we have no control over. Take, for example, the market movements of today alone, showing us very, very clearly that nothing is guaranteed. And the last thing that you want in a world like that, where nothing is guaranteed, is to have your income not guaranteed. Income security becomes such an important and pivotal thing to think about, especially when you're providing for your family, other families, extended family, and that sort of thing. And I'm joined on the line by Howard Fries, certified financial planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance, to take a look at income security, how we can better prepare ourselves to ensure that we have all of the security measures in place to protect the hard-earned money that we go out and earn every day. Good evening, Howard. Thanks so much for taking the time. Why is income security such a top priority when we think about it?
Thanks for having me. So in terms of your income security, why it is so important is because today we are actually living in very uncertain times. And if we just look at two events, like for the first one would be if we look at COVID, and if we look at South Africa as an example, there's a very high rate of unemployment in the country. And today, a lot of people depend on the sources of income because they need to look after themselves and they need to look after their families. So with income security, it doesn't only refer to receiving an adequate level of income, but it also relates to how do I earn an income today and how do I earn an income in future? Because that takes away the stress and anxiety of not knowing where any income is going to come from. And this is why income security is very important to a lot of people.
Howard, when we think about obviously some of the obligations that we have within a family structure, I mean, some people might be looking after more than just their immediate family. It might be extended family, in-laws, and all sorts of things there. The point around that is that more often than not, the income is not enough to meet all of the financial obligations that it needs to. And so we're forced to look at things like diversifying income streams, taking on little side jobs, doing things with our spare time to try and earn a bit extra. How do we diversify effectively if we're going to look at that?
Jimmy, and this is such an important question that you're asking me, and that's because if we look at people's budgets today, people's budgets are stretched so thin because of the high cost of living. And a lot of people are finding that they're not able to meet their day-to-day commitments because the rise of cost of living, your fuel, electricity, water and lights and things like that. So because all these rising cost of living, a lot of people tend to find that their one source of income is not enough. And this is where people would say, but I need a side hustle. And how do I earn an additional source of income? But adding to that, you know, when we're looking at your side hustles or looking at different ventures, we look at things like investing in property, investing in startups, investing in small businesses, because these are all avenues of earning additional income. But before a lot of people even get to that, you need to plan as to how do I go into these ventures, into earning additional sources of income. And it starts with a very easy method or way. And that's just to start by, number one, looking at your budget. How do you restructure your budget and how do you allocate a small portion of your budget towards savings? Because the more you save, the more capital we build up over time. And that will then allow us to go into these side hustles. It will then allow us to start investing into properties and startup companies and maybe even look at small businesses.
Howard, you mentioned planning, and I want to look at the role. Obviously, you're a financial planner, and I want to get a sense of when we have these kinds of conversations around income security, what is your role then in that conversation to guide me as a potential client, whether I'm an employed client, whether I'm a self-employed client? How important does it become to sit down with someone like you and say, these are the things that I'm worried about when it comes to income security, and how can we plan around it?
Yes. So that is also a key thing when you're looking at setting up your personal finances. So a financial planner plays a very key role in your life because the financial advisor will look at things like, what are your goals? How do we draft a budget? How does the financial advisor or the financial planner help you restructure your budget to achieve these goals? And how do we help put these things into perspective? And how do we create a plan for you? And then once a plan is created, how do we monitor it? And how do you monitor it is by us as a financial advisors, we need to review those plans on a year-to-year basis. Because we can have a plan, but if we don't have a mechanism in place to make sure that we're on track to achieve these particular goals, we lose sight of it. So I'd like to digress slightly. And one of the things that I'd like to talk about is when we look at financial planning, there's two aspects to it. There's your protection of wealth, and then there's the creation of wealth. Now, why these two aspects are very important, and it talks to the security of income, is because when we're looking at the protection of wealth, we're looking at how do we protect your ability to earn an income? Because if I look at it, you are your biggest asset. And if we take your ability away to earn an income, how do you provide for your family? How do you provide for yourself? So the protection of wealth side, that would look at things like, how do I look at taking out a disability policy to make sure that if I'm unable to work due for unforeseen circumstances, that my income is protected? If I were to pass away today, how is my family taken care of so that they can continue receiving an income? And then the second part to this is the creation of wealth. Now, when we look at the creation of wealth, that's where we talk about how do we secure your future earnings? So a lot of people may or may not belong to a pension fund, but this is where we would look at drafting a retirement plan for you to say that if we put away a certain percentage of your current earnings today, this is how we can provide for your future. This is how we can make sure that you can still maintain your same standard of living and still enjoy your retirement. So with the financial planner, would look at the two aspects of planning. How do we protect your wealth? And how do we create your wealth? And those are two very important aspects that we look at.
Howard, you mentioned with the wealth creation side of it, obviously, that a lot of it comes down to conversations around what I gather is risk management. And I want to get a sense of what advice and kind of support Old Mutual has in place from a managing financial risk perspective. I mean, you touched on some of it now to say having certain policies in place, insurance policies, for example, helps manage that risk. But what else can we do? What other practices are there? What other tools can we put in place to make sure that this risk management happens and we support the income security side of things?
So one of Old Mutual's biggest tools is us as financial planners, because the first role as a financial planner is to educate people about their finances and help people manage their finances. That is one of the biggest tools that Old Mutual has. But aside to that, what we also have is, and sorry, your financial advisor will help you set goals and help you draft the budget. A lot of times we find that people don't have proper budgets and people don't stick to the budget. So that's where the financial planner will come into place and show you how to set goals, how to budget, and how to draft these plans. But over and above that, I mean, Old Mutual has a rewards program called Old Mutual Rewards. Anybody can sign up to it. But on the rewards program, it has a lot of educational tools. So we have Old Mutual Moneyversity, where we educate people about savings and we educate people about their finances. You can check your credit score. But we also have budgeting tools like Old Mutual 22/7. Which helps people see where they're spending their money, and it helps people budget. And then when we look at your savings and investing side, we have retirement planning tools as well. So on the retirement planning tool, you can put in your age, your income, and do if you belong to a pension fund or not. And then the tool will calculate for you how much do you need to save over and above what you're currently doing with your employer to achieve that particular goal. But retirement is not always a big priority to people. And if some people just want to get into savings, and like we were talking about diversifying income sources, we have savings tools as well. Savings tool will allow you to put in a particular goal, and how do you work towards achieving that goal?
Well, there you have it, folks. It's an entire toolbox from the Old Mutual team, and it will help you support your income security. Thank you so much for those insights, Howard, and for the time. That's Howard Fries, Certified Financial Planner at Old Mutual Personal Finance, on income security and how to manage that as a priority. This interview was brought to you by Old Mutual. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933 333 to learn more about the two-pot retirement system. The new two-pot retirement system is coming. It will give you access to some of your retirement savings in an emergency before you retire, while setting aside the rest for a comfortable retirement in the future. Let Old Mutual help you understand the new system. WhatsApp hi to Old Mutual on 0860 933 333 and select 2-POT, or speak to your financial advisor. Old Mutual Life Assurance Company South Africa Limited is a licensed FSP and life insurer. T's and C's apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.